11.19 अनादिमध्यान्तमनन्तवीर्यम् अनन्तबाहुं शशिसूर्यनेत्रं पश्यामि त्वां दीप्तहुताशवक्त्रं स्वतेजसा विश्वमिदं तपन्तम्। सो अनादि नो बिगिनिङ्ग् मध्यान्तम् देर् इस् नो बिगिनिङ्ग् देर् इस् नो मिडिल् देर् इस् नो एण्ड् अनन्तवीर्यम्। You have unlimited prowess, unlimited glory. Virya can mean power, and power is one pointer towards glory. So, unlimited power. Ananta bahu, and earlier it was aneka bahu, more than one, many. But here it's not just many, ananta bahu, there are unlimited forms. Shashi Surya Netram, eyes are the moon and the sun. Pashyami tvam deepta hutasya vaktram. Pashyami tvam, I am seeing you with deepta hutasya vaktram.
Vaktra is mouth, deepta is blazing. Hutasya. So,
hutasya refers to fire coming out of that mouth. So, tejasa vishvam idam tapantam vitya tejasa. Vishwamidam tapantam.
The world is being burned. The universe is being burned over here. Vishwa. Now, earlier, two verses earlier, the
effulgence was talked about in terms of its effect of blinding illumination. Vashyamitam.
Durnidiksham samantad
deeptanalarka dhitim aprameyam. The effulgence is so bright that
it's difficult to see.
Now, we know from physics that there are two kinds of light sources. There are cold light sources and there are bright light sources. So, for example, a tube light is considered a cold light source. It gives illumination, but it doesn't cause heat. Whereas the bulb causes heat. If we touch even the glass around a bulb, it often becomes hot. What to speak of if we touch the filament.
So,
earlier the point was that the illumination was there.
That was stressed. But now here it is said that there is not only illumination, but there is also burning. So, tejasa vishwamidam tapantam.
The whole world is becoming heated up. The whole universe is getting heated up by this effulgence. So, tejasa. And earlier it was said that the effulgence was there all around. And that was blazing, but here it's not just effulgence that is talked about, it's fire that is talked about.
That Pashyami Tvam Deepta Hutasya Vaktram. So while there's an effulgence coming from the whole body,
there's a fire coming from the mouth.
And that fire coming from the mouth is blazing. And
the Teja is Svatejasa Vishwamidam Tapandam.
By your own effulgence, the whole universe is getting heated up.
Now there are two aspects broadly here. There's a dimension and there is the ramification. The dimension is astonishing, mind-boggling.
You said it, anadi madhyantam ananta viryam.
There's no beginning, there's no middle, there's no end. Anadi madhyantam ananta viryam. Anadi.
This was talked about earlier, but this is being repeated.
When it was said that, nantam na madhyam na punastavadim pashyami vishveshwara vishwarupa. Arjuna had said that in 11.16, and now he's repeating that.
So repetition again is for emphasis.
Now, the universal form itself is unending, extending as far as the eye can see and going on and on and on. Now, some specific details are talked about here, that
basically in the middle two lines, it is said
Ananta Bahu. Often, whenever artistic depictions of the universal form are made, the form is shown with many arms,
But we cannot, the finite human art cannot show unlimited arms. So that unlimited arms are talked about over here. Ananta Bahu. And then there is Shashi Surya Netram Shashi Surya. Well, that refers to there is the sun and there is the moon. So they are the eyes. That means that the celestial bodies are incorporated within the body of the Supreme Person. So there is a conceptualization of the universal form that is described in this, especially in the second canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, and actually it is reiterated throughout the Bhagavatam. And there it is described how various parts of the universe, various planetary systems within the universe are connected with, are manifested in various parts of the universal form. There also the theme comes of the sun and the moon. Now Krishna is not going into cosmology in detail in the Bhagavad Gita, nor is he doing any cosmological correlation. Or rather the Bhagavad Gita itself doesn't do it. Arjuna does not go into that level of detailed description. But broadly speaking, the idea of saying that the sun and the moon are the eyes, that means that there is a correlation, that there is the incorporation of the whole universe within the universal form. So Ananta Bahum Shashi Surya Netram. So one way of talking about hugeness is by saying, oh, so many arms. Another way of stressing the hugeness is to say that huge bodies like the sun and the moon, they are the eyes. Pashyamitvam Deeptahuta Shavaktram. And further it is stated that the mouth is burning. So basically there's a description of further elaboration of the bodily forms, and this kind of elaboration was not there till now. It is coming now specifically that from the mouth fire is coming out. Now later on it will be described that the warriors are entering into the mouth of this universal form. So it's interesting that both kinds of flow will be described, that fire is coming out and the warriors are going into the form. What this means is that fire is not just causing burning, but it seems to have some kind of suctional pull by which it draws people into it. Just like we have black holes, there is a powerful gravity pull that things get drawn into it. So that part will be described later. This is a ongoing description of the perception that Arjuna is having. And at this stage he said that fire is coming out. Now normally, wherever there is fire, especially not where the fire is not regulated. Now we all need fire. We need fire for cooking, we need fire for yajnas. But in all those situations, the fire is regulated. So wherever the fire is not regulated, that fire can become dangerous, even disastrous. And here, especially when fire is coming out from the mouth, now it's a very fearsome sight. Normally, fire, there's a whole conception of beings called, some special people called fire eaters. You know, they many times they just create some optical illusion where they seem to be eating up fire. In some cases, some people may have some mystical powers by which they might be able to do such things. But essentially, still, taking fire from outside inside is still astonishing and disconcerting enough. But getting fire out of the mouth, that can be horrifying. You know, so imagine you are just talking with someone and they open their mouth and fire blazes out. It would be horrifying. So when to say that from somebody's mouth fire is coming out, that means that it's a very scary vision. So Arjuna will talk about later about bhayena chapravatitam mano me, how he is becoming afflicted by fear. At this stage there is his description and his own emotion is not yet talked about. That was an initial indication of Arjuna's emotion
when Sanjay described what Arjuna did, tatah savismaya avishto rishtaroma dhananjaya pranamya shirasa devam krutanjalira bhashata, and he was overwhelmed with astonishment and his hair was standing, and he offered his obeisances. That was talked about in 9.14. But at this point, the focus is not yet on Arjuna describing his own emotions. Arjuna is describing the vision. He is and he's describing his concept, his comprehension of the vision, his identification of what all he's seeing in the vision. And as he starts making more and more sense of things, then there will be more specific result of emotions also. Specific result in terms of emotions also in him. You know, when we see just a vague, vague clutter of, say, paint on a canvas, it usually doesn't invoke any emotion, maybe except dismay or disdain at such a splattering of paint. But as we start discerning features, as more and more things become specific, then those specific things they trigger emotions in the heart. So similarly, as Arjuna is starting to see many, many specific things in the universal form, those emotions will get activated, and he will verbalize those emotions also, which we'll see in our future talks. Thank you.